Good afternoon. welcome to the Pedagogy from Afar session. I'd like to introduce Dr. Fred Kristen. Let's give him a warm welcome.
All right. Great. Well, fantastic. Okay. So to start out, here's a good little introduction for you.
Welcome to Pedagogy from Afar, mini video reinforcement lesson.
So since I'm going to be talking about mini videos from the start, I thought I'd start with one for you so you can see how you can do some things. By the way, this little video that I made initially started with Motion 5. Does anybody work with video software in here? Okay. Motion 5 is really a good little piece of software because you can do all those various effects you saw that I was making. Okay, so if you get a chance to use it, it's first of all, it's a lot of fun to do because you can do so many wonderful intros to do it. So I've set my little timer, so we'll stay within our 45-minute period of time. I'm going to do a lot of things today and talk about a lot of things with mini videos. I'm going to give you a fast overview. It's going to be about 2 minutes because I've given you in your handout a lot of information. Look at it because it's a very valuable handout to you. Even if you are using it for working with a lesson plan or some type of direction that you are working with your supervisor. Most of you are student teachers, is this correct? Where are you teaching? Let's give me a fast overview so I can sort of relate to.
Kingsport.
What area are you in?
I teach
LO.
Oh,
go ahead. Kingsport's in East Tennessee, but we teach pre-K through 5.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Yes. Okay. Where are you from?
Cherokee High School, Rogersville. So I teach high school.
High school. Okay.
I'm in just right north of here, and I teach K-12.
Okay.
Vocal music.
K-2 and vocal.
I'm a freshman music education major.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I'm also a student.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Okay, so we got a diversity of people with different backgrounds. It's fantastic. If you look at your handout, I've given you a lot of information on why using the various types of mini videos. And my whole direction is not to talk about theory, it's to try to give you some examples. Because I can show you a lot of things in making a mini. How many people have worked a lot with video software in here? Okay, good. Okay, I'll at least give you some starts, and then I'll give you some stuff that you can follow up on. I'm going to try to show you a lot of examples and things that you can see what I am doing and then build off on your own, because you've all got different areas. Video is the current thing, okay? We've gone through digital audio. This is wonderful. The new direction video, you can do so many things for getting your kids involved at home. And I'm going to try to show you a lot of things that you can do to make your lessons so much more valuable to them. I'm going to spend a lot of time on video software. I'm going to give you some examples that you can follow up on because this information will give you things that you can work from. And the handout is totally valuable. I've also put it up on the TMEA site for you. And I've got a web page associated with you, and I give you a QR code at the end so you can follow up on that. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about online publication opportunities. You got to get the stuff up online. And okay, this legally is becoming hairy, okay, because people don't want to see their kids up online, especially if they don't see something they like and then they decide to sue us, okay? So that's what happens. So after leaving the classroom, the kid goes home. New information hasn't cognitively settled in. The facts that you taught are probably a little bit vague. Kid goes home, tries to remember. What was that new fingering you taught him? Or how should the embouchure be set for the high note? Or how did the rhythm pattern sound after you presented it in class? What you can do so neatly with the mini videos is explain the specifics taught right away, because they can relive that instruction you saw it, they can see it, and they can view it as many times as they want. They can play it over and over again until they get it right. And when they're at home, it's a different situation. Same thing as you know with your kids in your classroom. When you're in the classroom, the kid is like this many times. Their girlfriend is sitting here, okay? They're afraid to look bad. Some things, so it's better to go home. You can do it over again. If you're going to make a video, you want to make sure it's short in duration. You're not working with a lot of major productions. You're not trying to make the next Ten Commandments with you as the person who's producing it. You want to feature yourself or another student. You want to use musical examples. And I'm going to do a lot of things with large ensembles because there's tons of stuff you can do with large ensembles that many videos will help you with. So that's my 2 minutes. Okay, so with that in mind, let's play and let's do some mini videos. So anyway, I wanted to show you a couple examples of how to make them, okay? And I'm going to try to stay simple with it, but I'll give you really tips that work, okay? So I decided to take an example. Let's say that I was working with the second clarinet part of a group in my band. The kids are playing four measures. They're laying clams all over the place, okay? They can't play, all right? So what you can do is you make a fast little video that can come, you can send home to them, put up online someplace, and they can do a lot of things with. You can work with passage articulation, or you could work with phrasing, or you could work with tempo, or you could try to get rid of those clams by doing some woodshedding. So I decided to make a little video. I didn't bring my tenor and my clarinet because I'm coming from New York and I don't want to bring them on the plane, you know. I see it back in the cargo hold with the dent in it. But anyway, this is a little example. So I decided to use my alto recorder and I'm doing some triple tonguing on it. Brass players in here? Okay, good. Bravo. Okay, so you could also triple tongue, double tongue on a recorder. Okay, what goes on in the public schools with recorder? Boom. It's horrible. Okay, because this instrument will play 2.5 octaves, triple tonguing, double tonguing, all 24 keys. If you listen to the, have you know the Bach Brandenburg Concertos? Okay, listen to 2 and 4 for the recorder. Okay, so anyway, I'll give you a little example of a little video and then we'll talk about it.
Your assignment for this week was to work with triple tonguing on your recorder. I have given you an example of the triple tonguing exercise you had for this week. Listen to it and then try to practice it along with the instructions that are given.
You are hearing triple tonguing on the recorder. The player is saying tukadoo, tukadoo, tukadoo.
The person then can go home and play it at speed, okay? They've got a model to follow and they can go in that direction. Well, let's say there's a slight problem. They can't play it at speed. So what you can do is make the same mini video, but slow down the tempo. So what I can do then at the slower tempo, then I can practice different articulations that I threw in. And also, that was, by the way, was from the Handel 4th Sonata for the recorder. And I started to put in trills, mordants, all those things. I could have put those in. So what has the kid done? He can go home. It doesn't have to be a recorder. It could be a clarinet, could be trumpet, could be euphonium, whatever you wish to do. So you can make a neat little video to be able to teach concepts, which I think is a very important thing. So let me show you what I did. How many people have made videos at all? Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so what I have done is I use PowerPoint because I've used it for the reason that I use it for a storyboard. You know what I talk about storyboard, okay? Everybody says storyboard. I'll tell you how to do it. Working with PowerPoint is really good. A storyboard, if you don't know the term, means you lay out the lesson plan. That's all you're doing. what you are going to do. You have to do it in a video because videos become horrible if they don't have any organization. So when I use PowerPoint, then I go in export mode. I take all my slides, I can export them out as you can see with the PowerPoint, and then I can take them and drag them into my video. Very simply, because then I can change the font, I can change the color of the background, I can change the size of my JPEGs or whatever I work with. I work with JPEGs, I don't work with GIFs or PNG. Okay, you know I talk about GIFs and PNGs? Yes, okay, those are different types of file exports. I like JPEGs, I think I get better quality. I worked for this little video you just saw with a piece of software called TrackX PC. Has anybody heard of TrackX? Okay, TrackX is on the PC side. It goes around 40 or 50 bucks, okay? It's good stuff. And this is a picture of what I did with it because what I am doing is I've got my main window. I can drag in my video and notice below that there is my audio files. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, so what I can then do is edit my audio files. I can add reverberation to them. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, we do the shortening and so forth. And then the nice thing about TrackX PC, it has a track cutter. And the track cutter is a window below the main window where I can do editing on the video, on the audio. So I can add reverberation and all that thing. Cost you around 40, 50 bucks, it's good stuff. Okay, so if you want to make videos, you can do a lot of things. Drag very easily, as you can see, all my files in and it'll make it very nicely. And I can make all those JPEGs and then just drag them right in. Everybody knows Audacity in here? Okay, if you've worked, good, great. If you work with Audacity, I use other types of software for it, but Audacity is there for you because what you can do in terms of changing tempo, if I go into the effect menu, as you can see, I can then go to the place where it says change tempo. And what I can then do is take that file that I had made, that first file, drag it in and to Audacity, and then I dropped it 20%. And now as you drop it down, as you slow it down, it's going to get what's called an artifact. Okay. In other words, the file is going to be a little bit not as clear or whatever else. Okay. But be aware you can do that very nicely. And if you work with Audacity, you can take your whole video file out, dump it into Audacity. It'll kick out the video side and you can do the audio. Okay. And you don't have to have a lot of tech experience to do it. So that's why I'm trying to build this presentation for you. If you are wanting to work with some better quality audio reduction software, one is called the Amazing Slowdowner. Okay, Slowdowner is out there. It's been around for around 14 years. When I started to use it, it was free. I used to call it the Amazing Slowdown because the files would become slow to get to work with, but now it's better stuff. But it's available to you. I've given you in your handout and also online. Go to my handout online because it'll give you sources where you can go and find out about this stuff very easily. Okay, you don't have to type in all those hieroglyphics, you know, to get to the URL. Some other things that are there. Song Surgeon Professional. It's another one. Song Surgeon Standard. There's Riff Station, the Slowdowner, and another one's called Riff Master Pro. And you can do all types of neat things. For example, you can detect the key and change the key very quickly. Or you can change the tempo. Or you can take the chords and change the audio that you have put in, which is awesome. The things you could do. You could change everything from major to minor. You could also put in a click track. That's another thing to do if you want to give the kids a thing to do. So this is something you can make a very simple video using TrackX PC. You can do it probably. It takes me, my biggest problem is when I'm making videos is putting in the narration track. Okay, because I'm a nut job waving my hands as you already have seen, trying to keep you awake. But the whole direction is that I have to go through it because I keep ad-libbing on my audio, you know. You've done it, yay, okay, good for you. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. You know, you go in there, you start doing your audio, you figure I'm going to add this and that. The big problem is everything is out of sync and then it's going all going to hell and you guys start over again. One of the things I was so excited, and I'm sorry I disturbed this group that was here before, I got talking to a string lady out there. When I was teaching, my area is elementary school vocal, okay, through five, or could I, okay, how I got here, I don't know. When I was teaching my elementary school, I would send my best kids down, fifth grade kids down, to the string guy, okay? Because, you know, we start strings in fifth grade. And so I'd send them down there, and then because I wanted them to start. Well, they would have lessons on Monday, and then time to were holidays or whatever. And I asked my kids, I say, well, how are you doing with the violin? And they say, we quit. And I said, well, why? Okay, well, we have a problem. We didn't like the violin. Anybody have that problem in here? Yes? No, yeah. Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I did is I started an elementary school orchestra before school. Okay, and my parents had to drive in. They had to bring the kids in. And I did it for one reason, because I wanted the kids to have an experience performing. Okay, band kids have band. Okay, wonderful. And I could play with their colleagues and everything. My string kids were starting out, second violin parts, open string parts. They just didn't have anything to really associate with. So what I did, I wrote in the keys of C and G. Okay, I worked with tunes like Climb Every Mountain, whatever. But I did this for a reason, because I wanted my kids to get a chance to play with their peers. Okay, my first kids could play up in the third position, so it was a big problem I had was tuning the violin. And if you've ever tuned a violin, the kid goes home, and I repaired thousands of violins, believe me, over my time when I was teaching. Because what they always tried to do is they always tried to tune the A string, right? Except they do one thing wrong. They grab the E string peg and they pull it, okay? If you were a violin person, you know what happens. That E string is going to snap, just like that. Okay, so what I wanted to do is go to make a video on having string kids tuning themselves, because there's a new direction they can work with. And so what I wanted to do was, before I got going on that, I wanted to see perhaps there might be something I could share with you or you could share with your string people on making the video. So I found a fantastic video. It's called How to Tune Your Violin. The girl's name is Naomi C. She's really good. And she is going to show you this video. Now, what I wanted to show you the video, besides getting you involved, and hopefully you take that information home to your string person and let them look at it, is to show you the way they laid out this video. Because you saw what I did was about pulling in my various, you know, JPEGs and all that various thing. Watch what she does for organization. Because with a video, you've got to have it organized. So you're going to see the way she lays out the video, and then she puts in a text for clarification, and she does something I can't do. She gives clear and unhurried directions.
Most tuners light up green when the string is perfectly in tune. If it is hovering over to the right of the dial, your string is sharp, which means it is too high. If it is hovering over to the left of the dial, your string is flat, which means it is too low.
Touch.
If your pegs happen to slip and you don't have a teacher or access to someone who can help you, you can start by slowly tightening your pegs. The old saying, righty tighty, lefty loosey, applies to tuning. If you turn the peg to the right, you will notice the string is sounding higher or more sharp. If you turn the peg to the left, you will notice the string is sounding lower.
Notice how she reinforces?
So, in tuning, we always start with the A string. In a sitting position, with your violin upright on your knee, use your left hand to pluck the string, and use your right hand to turn the peg. You'll want to look at the string and follow it up to where the pegs are so that you can see which hole it corresponds to and turn that peg. Pluck the string as you turn your peg to the right to make it tighter, and look at your tuner to see how close to the middle dial it is. Make it stay exactly in that spot. being careful not to let it move.
Notice how nicely she organizes everything, and then she just slides in those JPEGs. It's so simple if you work the video software to do. It's just in a couple seconds. Want to show you another thing, and please share this one to your student, because I found this online. This is an online violin tuner. The direction going is starting to get your kids involved in listening to the interval of a fifth. Because obviously they're not always going to have a tuner in hand. As you know, you've got to start to tune and work with your ear. So the nice thing about this is that you can then be able to work with the sounds, and they can pluck on the strings, any of the strings online. It's all interactive. So they get that, and then they can start to thinking about the D and starting about the fifth. And so forth and so forth. So they can, if they want to start at the A, going up to the E and so forth. Concept building more than just tuning the violin, getting involved with some type of interactive musicianship. Band warm-ups. When I started making these videos, I became really wild because I started to apply with this concept of working intonation. And I wanted to see if it would work for me first, okay? And, you know, I mean, I could talk in front of you guys theory-wise like a lot of people will do, but I wanted to see if it worked musically. So what, there are so many things you can do to warm up. How many people besides, I know you're trumpet, how many people in here play band also? Okay, great. Thinking about going into that band and having your kids spend time at home warming up and playing to intonation and listening to your band and listening to what goes on. Because everybody, you know, I do it in summer, okay? So you're sitting there with your axe and you're trying to blow the part and not make any mistakes, and you really are not listening to the group. Improving your musicianship so greatly be something if they could work with home. So what I tried to do with it, it works. You can get about intonation, articulation, tone quality, and following you as a conductor. So as I started to do this, I wanted to see if I could find a video thinking about you making a video of your own group and putting it up online so your kids could follow up on it, okay? So I found one example I wanted to show you. This is by Trevor K. Aussie. He is a director of music in Texas. He was directing the Paoli Junior Senior High Band. Notice the way he made this video. You could have made it with your cell phone because the way he's got it done so that they can start learning to follow his conducting and also at the same time they can listen to their own group. And you're also noticing there aren't any facial recognition characteristics that are embarrassing. Because like I said about the legal aspect, this is something you have to be very careful now more and more with the videos that are out there. Simple thing to make. Just think about it when you're the concepts you could do of taking it home. Now, one thing I wanted to share with you, I started to play with this. Has anybody worked with the piano tuner before? Okay, I've given you the address on it. You can lay it out so you can set, you don't have to always sit it on A440 pitch. You can go X number of cents, sharp, flat, whatever you do. It's really a good tuner. Okay, I spent a lot of time with it. I mean, forget about this presentation. I wanted to see what I could do with playing this thing in B flat. Okay, because of course everybody always plays in the key of F and low C, but I wanted to see what I could do with playing. It's a lot of fun, at least for improving my musicianship. How many of you band people have ever tried to get your kids involved with singing? What do you do?
Especially in beginning band, we sing it before we play it.
Good. How do you find the concept works with them?
I mean, it helps with their ear considerably. I don't know if that's what you're asking.
Social.
Socially?
socially? Do you have any type of inhibitions?
Beginning band, they're young enough that they usually go for it. The older they get, the harder it is to...
Yes, ma'am. Okay, great, great, fantastic. You're giving me a great golden feedback because this is something that I thought was really cool. It's something that I would look for if I was out doing band things again, okay? But I just wanted to share you a couple of little videos that are there if you want to get into the awareness concept. I thought this was really an example that Yamaha, of course, Yamaha is always selling their product. So you see a lot of Yamaha goods. But anyway, approaching this as a concept, I think it's really a fantastic thing if you can get it going. And if you even use the videos for the kids as a awareness thing from a home, because they don't have to be self-conscious of it, they're sitting at home, see what other types of groups are doing. Bless you. Now, obviously, this is a very disciplinary group, but I want to show it to you with another from another context. This is the Clawton Middle School Band in Georgia, okay? Real public school in the United States, and notice what they're doing with audiation. And I'll stop there. It's something you can expose and think about it as you go. How many people follow Amplify? Okay, great. Amplify is the blog that comes out of NAFME. Okay, you can, if you're a NAFME member, you can all become a part of it. I follow it intensely because I work with teachers in all areas when I work with BU. Okay, so I want to make sure that I'm on up what's going on. It's a great site. Okay, they have been exploring the facts of students evaluating their own group. And they have provided a number, and I've given you that information in your handouts. Okay, the opportunities for your kids to go home, listen to their own group, even if you put up an audio file. Okay, if your kids, now some kids aren't going to have the maturity to, you know, they're going to say something about the group. I know the game. Okay, I've been there a lot of years. That's why I dyed my hair. But Lady Clairol gets a good every 3 months. Okay, all right. So it's good stuff. Don't go for just for men because that stuff is no good. Don't work. Okay. I sell that, by the way. I'll be out front. Get a cut on that from the side. Okay. Anyway, maybe that'll be my next presentation. All right. But anyway, if you go up to the site, you're going to find that they have, and I've given you the URL for it, guys, okay, the various forms that you could have your kids go home. It would be so super to have them go home and listen to musicality or technical accuracy or what are they doing with breath, mallet, or if they're a string person, what are you doing with those bows? Are they out of sync or whatever? Okay, but I've given you that information certainly and follow up on it. I also wanted to go to the general music aspect because I just didn't want to talk about band. So I took the same concept. Anybody work with Kodai in here? Okay, great. Okay, you Kodai guys, what you could do is you could do so many flipped little videos to be able to reinforce what went on in your classroom. And my areas of Kodai, I spent two sessions. I studied with Catalin Foray. Okay, you probably know the name. Okay, Kati Foray was second to Kodai in Hungary while she was out there. Okay, unfortunately in Hungary, having real problems with Kodai. But after that, forget. I tried to take a idea that I would work with general music and move out. So if I was working with various Kodai exercises, I might be working with curl and hand signs. I might be doing these things and making the video. Now, the way I made this video is very simple. Okay, because my whole direction is trying to be as simple as I can with it. I made the video very quickly, and then I just changed the tempo, and I yanked out the lyrics line, and I got something like this.
You learned the Kodai rhythm syllables today in class. I have given you a chart for reference. We worked on ta, ti, and tu, u, hu. Now it is time to practice. Say the syllables first with the example at a slow speed. The syllables are provided under the notes. You may also try to sing them.
Simple little video, and then just knock out the lyric line. Syllables. And the next thing I'm going to do is just up the tempo. And the next version, you know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pull out the lyrics line too. Okay, so you can take a simple, what my point is, you can make a very simple video and do it so quickly because you want to take stuff that you can reinforce what you've taught in the class. Now, how many Sibelius people in here? Okay, anybody else use Sibelius? Okay, let me show you something that will, any Finale people in here? Okay, good. Okay, now I'm telling you why you want to convert from Finale to Sibelius. I started when I started Finale, folks, we had these big books in the lab, you know, and you go to the book and you look up fermata, you know, and then you go to page 7 in book 3. Okay, and then you quick find out how to put it in, okay? And that's how far back I go with Finale. Okay, 512K was the size of my hard drive, you know? It's like one of my emails that goes out today. Okay, if you go to Sibelius, okay, you can then go to the video export mode. And when you go to video export, you can take any file that you make in it, any notation file, and immediately convert it to a video. Okay? It is done so fast. Okay, so if you play with Sibelius, or if you go to Sibelius, or you work with a download demo, whatever. But it is really great because you can make any instrument video, any instrument file that you make, in Finale, or if you do it in NoFight, and turn it to a video. So let me just give you a couple examples. 2 years ago, I had to play 3 recitals and recorded for College Music Society in New Mexico. And I wanted my people to go home, they were adults, to have videos to work with. So I decided to make up some very fast little videos. It took me about 2 minutes to make each one. And I built this in Sibelius. I made just a notation file, just as you work with notation software. Then I clicked, and I got MPEG-4, and I got this. All I did was lay in that line. And I'm using what is called an ideas file. I'll show you that in a second. And I can export out that immediately as a video. That's a video that you are seeing. It isn't a file, okay? Another example. Let's say I was teaching SSA choral group, and I wanted my kids to go home and practice the alto line of a piece of music. I can make it up notation file format, just like you see when you're probably doing, and I would get something like this. Because now, I can emphasize the alto part. And then I could put in the other two SS parts if I so wish to do. But I could lay that in so easily and so quickly and make the videos. So if you ever play with Sibelius or you start to get involved with it, you can make your videos so fast. Finale hasn't gone this route yet. I think that eventually they will, okay? Because Finale is a fine product. Okay, believe me, I started with it, and I have to do it Sibelius because I teach the introduction Sibelius course online for the teachers, so I better know what I'm doing because most of them know more than I do. A couple things you could do with mini videos, working with vocalises online. When I was teaching elementary school choral, I did a lot of tone matching with my kids. And I did a lot of vocalises. It would have been so great to have my kids go home and have a voice lesson in grades 4, 5, or 6. Because they're working by themselves and to be able to do something online. Now, I just wanted to show you how you can make a very fast little video. Because you'll notice the background in the video is just one file and one line of text. So you can build these things up for your tenors, you know, you're working for X number of range, or you want to work for your basses or your altos, you could do something like this.
Exercise number one. Lead roll.
Simple background, one line of text, and you can lay this in front of your computer. If you've got a keyboard, most of you have computer, keyboard to play off, just lay it in 5-note scales. Okay, make a fast video in that regard. Another organization is doing some really neat things. The Reinhardt College is working with voice lessons online. And they're really getting involved with stuff. They're talking about diaphragmatic breathing. They're talking about open throat. They're talking about vowel placement. And they, again, are using very, very simple backgrounds that look like this.
Vocal warm-up. The goal of this recording is to give students and vocalists a vocal warm-up and workout anywhere from 15 minutes to 40 minutes. Welcome to the warm-up session. We're going to start with a very simple exercise on awe. Like this. Let's start.
And you can go on. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by having the whole thing. But you see how easily you can make one yourself? Okay, and orient it towards your choral group and your vocalizers and things that you are working with if you wanted to do so. Couple things about making videos. Screen capture videos. Has anybody made screen capture videos? Yay. Okay, great. I try to get things to you, you know, that you can use. I do a lot of screen video capture with a piece of software called Snagit. Anybody work Snagit? How do you find it?
Well, it's been a long time since I've worked with it, and I haven't done much.
Good, good, bravo. Yeah, I'm happy about that. By the way, it just went 2018 last year, okay? It's good stuff, okay? I love it, okay? What I do is Snagit. I use it for my teachers because I've got it. I hate I hate to have to go, you know, you just have to say step one. Go to menu three, okay? Then you got to go to two. And my big problem, I'm typing in so fast I make all these typos, you know, and here I am their doctoral supervisor, you know, and I get this junk that I send on to them, and then I go to their papers, you know, and then I correct it in spelling, and I say, yeah, you know, right, yeah, Fred, okay, forget it. But anyway, what I do with Snagit is I do a lot of screen capture stuff. So when I work with Sibelius, Snagit is really neat stuff, because what you can do is you can edit out your screenshot that you do. So I'll do a screenshot. Let's say I'm trying to tell them about the mixer or the ideas menu, okay, I then will be able to circuit it. Now, and then they will see that, they get fast little JPEG it goes to, but they can do it, and they can look at it as many times as they want. I want to show you the ideas menu in that I just talked about. You'll notice the way this is set up, the ideas menu is rock organ. I just went with rock organs, okay? All those are patterns. What you could do with Sibelius is take that and drag it into your guitar, or your piano, or your drums, and all those patterns will make that rhythm. You heard that little thing, that first one that I did with the piano background? Okay, it took me about 2 seconds of drag to make that background. And it's good background, it swings. Okay, it really is hot. So this is something you can do with Snagit. It goes around $50, I think what I paid for it last year, but it's very good. Also, you can make a fast little screen video, and you can get something like this.
You want to find the mixer, so if you go to the view window, click on this, it'll open up and you'll go over to the right, you'll find the mixer box, you can click on that. If you want to add ideas, you can add this, you can also add the keypad, you can add the fretboard, all different types of things, you can add the keyboard also too. So I hope this helps.
So this is another thing you can do and make a fast little video using Snagit, which I think is very cool. If you're working with the technology now, you want to make your files as small as possible. Anybody working with the email setting on iMovie? Okay, if you work by iMovie, look at iMovie. It's free for you if you're on the Mac side, because what it will do is we'll take a huge file and make it small. So if you go to iMovie, you've got a big file, you want to make it smaller, you just pull in that setting, and if you go to it, then you can drop the file down as small as you want. I got it down to 7.5 meg. I started with 597 megs, which is a huge file. And since it's a freebie and I ain't spending a lot of money on it, and this is the quality I got. This is the video that I put down. It exported out as iMovie 20, and I got something like this.
Greetings and welcome to Introduction to Music Technology. I'm Dr. Fred Kirsten, the instructor for this course.
My point, you see the quality that you're getting? Coming from a 500 meg file down to 7.5 is awesome. We're working with new algorithms. Algorithm is nothing more than a formula. You're going to hear everybody talking about algorithms. The same formula that got you flunked in elementary school algebra. Okay? Well, it got me flunked. That's how I ended up in music. I couldn't do the math, you know. But anyway, there's new formulas out there. One's called H265. You'll see that available. You are now working with H264. It'll take a file down some 40%. And if you work with a piece of software called Movavi Converter, it'll take your large files down and make them very small. If you got to put them on your little drives and so forth. So this is something I want you to be aware of as you go. Just to give you a couple other things to talk about. When you're working with putting stuff online, anybody have a YouTube channel? Okay, great. How do you like yours?
I do like it. We have some restrictions in our district as to what we can put on our YouTube channel. But because it's tied into Google, now that Google owns it, it makes it a lot easier because we can just transport it back and forth between the drives.
Bravo. And this is a very important thing to know about. When you set up to YouTube, what you can do is make your own channel. You can make your channel, set it up so that it has some type of a cover. This is Trevor's page. You'll notice he's got a banner and then all his videos on it. I made my own I use a personal YouTube channel. I've got pictures of my palladiums I grow during the summer and put up various videos. So be aware of that is something that you can do. How many people work with Wix? Okay, Weebly? Okay, these are freebie websites. I've given you the information. You can make a very fast website with Wix. Freebie, Okay? Get it, use it, it'll work very nicely. You can give you all types of templates that you can build with. You can also work with a site called WordPress. This is up online. They have two versions. They have the common version, free, and then you can spend some money. One of my students was a high school teacher. He made his webpage with our class, and he sent it out, and he got a college job from doing the webpage, okay, because they looked on his thing. You can also do the same thing with Google Classroom if you want. Just let me give you a piece of software, a number of pieces of software, because I'm down to my last 2 minutes for my 45. If you are looking to buy a piece of software, and I purchase this, I recommend it highly. It's the Pro Apps Bundle for Education coming out of working with Apple. Cost you $199. Okay, you'll hear about a piece of software called Logic Pro. Anybody work Logic Pro in here? Okay, Logic Pro is a very advanced audio program. Okay, but you can get that as part of the deal. The Final Cut Pro is the highest, one of the best ones for video. You've seen all those screens and everything I'm doing? It's fun. Once you get to know the software and know the interface, you'll be able to do a thing. But you get Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro. I'm not getting any money for this, by the way. The Motion 5, you know that little thing that I did at the beginning? That's just awesome. I just like to play with it, okay? You get a conversion program and Main Stage, which is a program that allows you to take all your various audios and play live. So that's a piece of video software I recommend to you. If you're on the PC side, you want to do some videos online, screen videos, Telstream makes a program called ScreenFlow. It costs $125, okay, but it's good stuff. It's what our professionals at Boston University use for all our programs, okay? So if they use it, I use it, okay? It's good stuff because you can do so many edited programs. If you are working to make online videos on the Windows side, look at the newest thing, Screen Recorder from Windows 10. I'm giving you all this information so you can follow up on it if you want to look at that. Movavi is another piece of software. It's around $49 to $69. It's a video editor that is on both PC and also Mac side, which I think is phenomenal. And then I wanted to show you a piece of software that out there is a snipping tool that is available on the PC side. I've given you the thing. You can go all around the screen when you're making your screen videos and use that. It's a freebie. I'll give you information on. And the last thing I want to show you is Powtoons, because I'm out of time. Powtoons cost you about $125. You used it? Yeah. Fun, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Powtoons is really very unique because what you could do is all these animated things, your kids will love the videos you make. You can just become more powerful by the day. It'll export out as a video or also as PowerPoint, and it looks like this. This is one for you. And give yourself a hand because you've been a really good group to stay with me because I've tossed you a ton and a half of information. So my handout is up, folks, on the site for TMEA. My email is there. There's a QR code if you want to follow up on it. The site is staying up. Email me. If you've got a question, I don't care what it is, email me. And I will get back to you. Big time. No games. I really like to do it because I get feedback from the field. That's the best way I can work because I've got to do that with teachers all over the world, okay? And these guys are out there, and they make no bones about telling me when I'm wrong. Believe me. Okay. So thank you very much.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you.
Just to thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and thank you very much, guys. Bravo. Thanks. Enjoy the